Today's worship service includes music that reminds us of Christ as healer, beginning with There is a Balm in Gilead, played on the chimes. We continue this theme with the prelude, a call and response titled Let Your Spirit Come. In this recording, I am singing the call part, and you are invited to either listen or to join in with United Voices in singing the response. The opening hymn is I Love to Tell the Story, the same hymn that is presented as a piano anthem arranged by Mary MacDonald. The sermon hymn is O Christ, the Healer, We Have Come, sung to the tune Talus Canon. And the postlude sends us off on our week with an original composition by German-born composer Gerhard Krop, simply titled Festive Postlude.
Let your spirit come,
let your spirit come,
fall upon me now,
fall upon me now.
Let your spirit come,
let your spirit come,
fall upon us now,
fall upon us now.
Let your rain fall down,
let your rain fall down,
pour upon us souls,
pour upon us souls.
Come and wash us now.
Come and make us whole.
Let your spirit come.
Let your spirit come.
Fall upon me now.
Fall upon me now.
Let your spirit come.
Let your spirit come.
Fall upon us now.
Fall upon us now.
As we begin, it is important that you know that whenever and wherever we gather together to worship, and no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are and to share God's love with you. As we enter into our time of worship today, I want to invite you to join me in taking a deep breath. Invite God's very real presence of peace to fill you up as you inhale. Feel it ground you and nourish you and sustain you in this moment and throughout our time together. And then as you exhale, set aside all the worries and anxieties of the day and join me as we reflect on today's theme. When I first read it, there was something about the wording of our theme today, power to do, that didn't make sense to me. Power to do what? But as I thought about it more, its meaning became a little clearer. In a world that empowers us to say, to post, to tweet, to speculate, to blame, our faith And the example Christ gives us is the power to do. You see, Christ is a doer. It's why I believe his disciples said yes and stuck around, and why we're still telling his story thousands of years later. It's why in our gospel reading today, which we will hear in just a bit, the people in the synagogue gathered around him as he taught and were astounded and amazed, and why we still gather today. Because Jesus is a doer. Jesus does the gospel out loud and empowers us to do the same. Christ is the ultimate example of the power to do. But he also teaches us what to do with power. We can tell a lot about a person based on what they do with the power they have. Jesus, who had both God-given power and the earned power of the people's trust, chose to use that power to empower others. He chose to lift up the downtrodden, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, give voice to the voiceless, protect the most vulnerable. What will we do with whatever power, privilege, influence, and trust that we have been given or have earned? What will we do with the power to do? We ponder these questions in our hearts as we gather together in spirit now to worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I love you.
invite you to join me in praying our prayer of confession out loud if you've got the words in front of you from our website or Facebook page, or simply by listening and praying along. Let us pray. Gracious God, your love and the example of your Son's life give us the power to do. In other words, as people of faith, we are empowered to do what is right, to do what is most life-giving, to do that which honors the dignity of all people, most importantly, the most vulnerable among us. If we are paying attention, our faith teaches us what to do with the power we have. We confess that at times, our love of power has overtaken the power of your love. We ask for forgiveness for times that we have used whatever power and privilege we have earned or have been handed to build a higher pedestal for ourselves rather than a longer table for our neighbors. Help us to learn what to do with power, not from the world around us, but from your Son Jesus, whose greatest power was in his lifting up of the powerless. It is in that spirit and in his name that we pray. Amen. Friends, the power of Christ is that of compassion and mercy. When we dare to come before God and confess our shortcomings and our mistakes, God responds each and every time with forgiveness and offers us a clean slate and another chance. May we take that chance. May we live into and up to the grace we are offered, and may we in turn offer it to others. Amen.
Our first scripture lesson today comes from the book of Psalms, Psalm 111, a beautiful psalm that lifts up God's wonderful works. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. And our gospel lesson today comes from the first chapter of Mark, beginning to read at verse 21. Jesus has just called disciples, Simon, Andrew, James, and John, and this occurs just after that. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. May God grant us wisdom beyond our own as we seek to understand these words for our lives today. Amen. I always look forward to the chance to talk with our young members here at St. John's and also those who are young at heart, so listen up for the next few moments. By now, most of you know that I am a person who really loves words. I pay very close attention to them, what they mean, how we use them, and how we might learn as a result of seeking to understand them better. One word I've been thinking about a lot lately is the word power. Now, if you were sitting here with me in the chancel at St. John's, I'd be showing you things in my basket, things that might represent power for some people. I'd hold up a $50 bill, because for some people, money is power. I'd hold up some heavy exercise weights, because for some people, power is about strength and muscle. For still other people, power has to do with the color of their skin. Whether they are young or older, whether they happen to be a girl or a boy, a woman or a man. And sadly, some people think that they have power because they have guns and knives and other weapons that hurt and destroy. I wouldn't have any of those things in my basket. This we know. Power can be used in good ways, and power can be used in bad ways. Jesus always used his power to help others, to heal those who were sick, to protect those who had no one looking out for them, to feed those who were hungry, to challenge those who said and did things that were just plain wrong. And Jesus always reminded his followers that his power came from God. Power that doesn't come from God gets people in trouble. Then I would show you a framed Bible verse that I keep here in my office at church, in a place where I always see it. The verse comes from 2 Corinthians, one of the letters in the New Testament of our Bible, written by a man named Paul, who was a follower of Jesus and who spent most of his time traveling around, starting new churches. He reminded the people he was writing to that we are only the earthenware jars that hold this treasure to make it clear that such an overwhelming power comes from God and not from us. You see, here's the thing. God has given each one of us power, whether we're young or not so young, whether we're rich or not so rich, whether we're girls or boys, really good at school or not so much, really athletic or not so much, whether our skin is black or brown or white, the power that God gives us is the power to love others, to make a difference in our little corner of the world, to say what is truthful, and to do what is helpful. The question always is, how will you use the power God has given you? How will we treat others? And will the words we speak build up people or cut them down? Will our words do good or harm? Will our words sound like Jesus' words or the words of someone who really doesn't care about anyone? I say, let's use our power well, the power that God gives us, and let's ask God to help us do that as we pray together now, and then end by praying together the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Loving God, you are powerful in so many ways, yet you have chosen to use your power for good. Please help us to do the same. Whether we are at school or at work, with our family or our friends, or as we come and go each day and cross paths with all kinds of people. May we always remember that true power comes from you, and it looks a lot different than the power our world seems to think matters so much. May we also remember that our power is a privilege. So help us, God, to use it in wonderful ways. This we pray in Jesus' name, remembering that he has taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.